Congratulations on a great career.
You know, there was only one show I wanted to come on to talk about my retirement from the TV, and that was Work in Progress, but the Musers are a close second.
Well, okay. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Absolutely. I've been on the air for 21 years, and that's longer than anyone else who has had my cross-eyed, penis-headed Mario mustache looks.
Don't say that about yourself. Come on. You've always talked about self-esteem.
Well, it's time for me to hang up my TV spurs. And the plan is, if the good Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, this will be my last season of the Dr. Phil show.
Oh, well, I know a lot of people are disappointed about that. They've enjoyed it through the years.
I know they are, and I leave behind a good legacy. Hell, I ain't trying to butter my own biscuit, but I've made quite a few contributions to culture over the years. I'm responsible for bringing Jake Kemp, the big natties of the now adult Cash Me Outside girl.
Yeah, he did bring her to prominence.
I shouldn't talk so loud about Cash Me or Robin. My wife will start pitching a hissy fit with a tail on it.
Uh-oh.
And I don't want her to leave me, because then I'll be about as worthless as gum on a boot heel.
Well, you do work in a lot of sayings. What are you going to do now that you're retiring?
You'll eventually figure out that's all I am is a bunch of sayings.
Oh, okay.
But I've made a lot of money doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first started, I was so poor I couldn't afford to pay attention.
Okay. Heard that one before. Yeah.
And my show didn't catch on right away, and a lot of people think my success happened faster than a knife fight in a phone booth, but
goodness.
We got off like a herd of turtles at the beginning there, but then I started stumbling on my secret, and that's when everything changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your secret?
Telling people to get real.
There you go. Your signature catchphrase.
You have anybody here in town that you think you ought to get real?
Absolutely. Did I hear Jerry say that the Cowboys had been as successful as the 49ers for the last 27 years?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
He needs to get real. The only thing the Cowboys have been successful at is paying for gate agent fund babies and buying a fair for givers like super yachts and sky mirrors.
Well, that's a hot take, Dr. Phil.
Well, I used to play football at Tulsa, so I think I knew what causes people to win.
Right.
I'll overemphasize my athletic career any chance I get. I know what it takes to win, and it ain't letting your kids Tweedledee and Tweedledum run your company like Jerry's doing. So, letting Stephen and Jerry Jr. control your organization is about as makes you seem about as crazy as a sprayed cockroach.
You're full of them.
And Steven said he hadn't seen a drop off in Zeke's performance. Let me ask, is he blind? He
right.
Well, I
get real.
Oh, there it is.
Steven's nutty in a squirrel turd. And Mark Cuba thinks he's got enough around Luka to win a championship. You know what?
Yeah.
Mr. Cuban, get real.
Oh, served.
He don't have enough on this roster to win District 12A.
Wow, a single A district.
We need to get real.
Yeah.
Well, Dr. Phil, it's been a pleasure. You're a legend.
Well, thank you. And you know what I say to ghosts? Get real.
Okay, you want them to get real.
I've got to go back and go back to the unstable character department and try to get more real.
Okay. See you, Dr. Phil. No, there he goes. He's gone.